we're not going to do that on the radio today.
No.
We're going to save that for another day.
Oh, goody.
I want to move on to another completely different area of endeavor that you've been working on for many, many years, and that is food production. You have as a, I guess, a life work ethic that you would like to, you know, help people remain well-fed, warm, sheltered, happy. You know, that's a kind of a good thing for a scientist to be focused on. And one of the most important aspects of that is nutritious food. Tell me about your work in that area.
Well, I think by now we all know that the universe is made up with parts. The parts that we're interested in, we're calling atoms.
Yeah.
And
so getting right down to the atomic basis here.
The game that I got into back in 1972 was called hydroculture. And that's where we actually try to count the number of atoms in a body, in a plant, and then acquire those atoms in mineral salt form and give them to the plant. And then the plant then feeds the body.
So the idea being is you analyze exactly what the plant needs at an atomic level. We're talking about very minute quantities of all kinds of different elements and minerals and stuff here. And then you optimize that in some sort of a solution and you feed it to the plant, hoping that the plant will, you know, just grow and grow and grow, you know, because it's getting all it wants.
And we get remarkable results. You got to see the results to understand how effective this is.
Well, describe them. Yeah, go ahead. Go
well,
ahead.
You can take 1 pound of ryegrass seed,
mm-hmm.
and grow it for 7 days under continuous light,
mm-hmm.
come up with 7 pounds of ryegrass in 7 days. The nutritional value of this is remarkable. It's about 30% protein over the 10 to 12 that the rye seed had to begin with, activated mm-hmm. the vitamins, so it's very nourishing. Horses that couldn't get pregnant after being supplemented with this have
mm-hmm.
given birth. Cows give about 30% more milk when on supplemental diet of this. Chickens lay more eggs.